Hello and welcome to the Tech Tips webinar series presented by the U.S. Small Business Administration and Microsoft. I'm Adalberto Quijada, Director of the SBA's Santa Ana District Office. The SBA's simple but important mission is to help people start and grow businesses that create jobs and power our economy forward. We do this by providing billions of dollars in access to capital, working to ensure small businesses earn their fair share of federal contracts, and by funding a nationwide network of mentors and experts in every field of business. To find your local resources, please visit sba.gov. Small business owners need to understand the importance of technology in running profitable and efficient ventures. That's why I am very pleased my office led the effort to establish this partnership with Microsoft as we present a series of webinars to help you utilize technology in running and growing your business. We're proud to inform, educate, and connect entrepreneurs, and we thank you for viewing today's webinar.
Hi, this is Sherman Krantzer, and I'm the Partner Channel Development Manager for Microsoft, and I'm thrilled to bring you the Tech Tips series in conjunction with the Small Business Administration. Today, we're going to talk about customer relationship management and the value of managing every aspect of your business to dramatically increase sales and revenue. We're equally excited to bring on our special guest that is a visionary in his field. His accomplishments and status in the CRM community are exemplary. Eric, would you please introduce yourself and your background?
Wow, Sherman, thank you very much. My name is Eric Klaus. I am with Tridia Partners. We are a Microsoft Dynamics ERP and CRM solutions partner here in Southern California, with offices from San Diego to Boston and clients everywhere in between. I'm also a SCORE mentor and work with small business clients here in Orange County.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Eric. So, you know, let's talk about CRM and, you know, what is the definition and how it relates to the SMB community?
Perfect. Well, CRM, customer relationship management, is a process or methodology. Customer relationship management systems are tools designed to enforce those processes or methodologies. Really, what we're talking about here is about bringing the customer to the heart of our business. So, as you can see from our infographic here, we're really talking about sales, marketing, customer service, order information, all of these data points being integrated into our customer relationship management system, so that at the end of the day, we have one version of the truth, one system of record that really gives us all the information about our customer.
That's amazing. So, you know, sales is probably the first thing that, you know, people think about with CRM. Eric, can you share some information about, you know, your thoughts on CRM, how it relates to sales, and kind of go through that?
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Thanks, Sherman. Today's salespeople are under tremendous pressure. 70% of us think that our roles are highly complex. We're about two-thirds of our time is being spent on non-sales related activities. And we're looking at about 40% of our productivity being lost to outside tasks. So really, what we want to be able to do is focus much more on the activities that are relevant for that salesperson. Staying focused is really what it's all about. Focusing on the right prospects, the right customers, the ability to, from a management standpoint, provide visibility into the selling activities that are taking place and provide better performance management around those areas, and ultimately make better decisions using the data that we can find within our CRM tools.
So, Eric, you're kind of saying that, you know, small to medium-sized businesses can actually track their data as well and kind of really focus on individual sales and prospects, and they should be doing that? They should be tracking everything they're doing?
Absolutely. We're going to talk about this quite a bit. But at the end of the day, this is relevant for small and medium-sized businesses, just as it in the past was around large enterprise types of organizations. You know, if we went back 10, 20 years ago, certainly many large enterprise businesses were doing these kinds of things. Uh-huh. But today, in the world that we live in, we can look at doing the same types of things for small businesses. And it doesn't matter how small you are, whether you're one person, two person, five person company, you can still have the same access to information and drive that customer activity through your business and measure and track it as well.
Interesting. Well, that's some really great feedback, and I really appreciate that. So, you know, many small to medium-sized businesses, you know, aren't aware of the thing called social selling and really what the benefits are. And what we're finding here and coming from our point of view is that social selling is really the new way to increase sales dramatically. You know, Eric, can you give us your thoughts on really what is social selling and how does that really apply to the small to medium-sized business market?
Absolutely. Thanks, Sherman. Yeah. Social is definitely part of the world that we operate in today. So from that standpoint, we want to be able to identify buying signals that may be taking place, you know, looking for people who are following us on various social media tools, whether that would be Twitter or LinkedIn. We want to be able to identify those people. We want to be able to identify what people are saying about us on those social media tools and identify whether that's positive or negative. We want to be able to reflect that information within our CRM solution and use social engagement with those folks. We also want to be able to identify connections. You know, connections are incredibly important from a sales standpoint for any business. Who am I connected to that might be able to help influence an ongoing sales opportunity that I might have, whether that's for the positive or the negative? Obviously, we want to emphasize the people who are on the positive side and diminish the folks who are on the negative side. But we want to be able to identify people either way. We also want to use the connections that are possible using tools, social media tools like LinkedIn, to possibly help us find the next great prospect or opportunity for our business.
You know, it's so different than general sales, right? I mean, it's so different than the way that we place an ad and hopefully people come in or we can track, a number of people walking in the door. So you're basically saying that you want to start tracking stuff on the internet and how many people are visiting or how many people are writing reviews. Is that what you're basically saying?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, if people are visiting our website, for example, we want to be able to leverage that information. Who is visiting our website? How long do they spend on our website? What pages are they looking at from our website? We can use that to then rank those folks and help us from a sales standpoint to quantify how good a lead or a prospect are they. You know, if somebody has spent 30 seconds on my website, well, how good a prospect are they really? But if they've spent an hour looking through some videos, reading through white papers, that's somebody that I want to prioritize. I want to advance those people through to my sales team and make sure we're engaging with those people in a much deeper way.
That's really amazing. I think we'll go on to that, the next slide. I think it's just absolutely amazing what's going on today. So if you're looking at the social selling aspect and then we kind of, move, the notion that only 3% of small to medium-sized businesses understand the value of relationship, management, is there a better way to possibly drive more revenue through marketing, with CRM?
Absolutely. You know, marketing is a critical element. It's definitely obviously related to the sales team. It's the folks who are filling the top end of that traditional sales pipeline. And so we want to look at what tools can we leverage from a marketing automation standpoint and have that information integrated with our CRM tool as well. And so whether we're talking about traditional types of maybe email marketing, we want to be able to track that information in our CRM tool. As I said, we want to have the website integrated to our CRM tool and be able to reference that information and look at how those folks are interacting with us there. And then we see new capabilities from a marketing standpoint and new functionality that is taking place in the interconnected world that we live in today. And that is in the form of text-based marketing that ties into the social media world. So we see clients today who are doing advertising or promotion of their business on tools like Twitter, for example, and or doing text-based marketing, getting people to opt into future marketing activities. and then leveraging the text messaging world of things to go ahead and engage with those people. And the benefit of that is that ultimately we can see much greater results from text-based marketing. And we can go ahead and drive much more interactivity with those folks.
Now, just back here on this planning and management, graphic that we have, it talks a little bit about, managing, your sales force. We have micro businesses on the line today, but we also have a lot of businesses have a sales force, right? And I think one of the biggest frustrations, and I've, been in sales for a long time and worked for many different companies, one of the biggest frustrations when you manage a sales force, or one or two people, it's tough to track what they're doing. Now, with a CRM system, how does that work? Because I notice you have performance management, gamification, and business process management. How does that all work, and what are the benefits of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, performance management, what we're talking about here is goal setting. So we can do goal setting, and obviously the most traditional thought again around goal setting is around salespeople and doing quota management there. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. We can do goal setting around all kinds of activities in a CRM tool. We can do goal setting around marketing activities. We can do goal setting around customer service activities. And so at the end of the day, that gives us the ability to better manage those overall statistics, manage the performance of our, whether those are marketing people, salespeople, customer service people, being able to drive that and get metrics around how we're doing versus the goals that we've been setting. Also, you touched on gamification. But gamification is really the idea around making the system more engaging for users by giving them something back from it. Especially when we talk about salespeople. Salespeople tend to be very competitive. And so from that standpoint, giving them tools that allow them to visualize how are they doing compared to their peers, and allowing them to effectively compete with their peers based on some of the goal setting that we've done. And then the last item there, business process management. Business process management, what we're really talking about here is workflow. And when we talk about workflow, what we're saying is repeatability. How do we go ahead and make a consistency throughout our engagements, whether that's, again, sales, whether it's marketing, whether it's customer service, whatever those elements are of our business, we want those to be repeatable so that we can scale our business over time and grow.
Okay, great. Now, with the mobile sales, talk a little bit about the mobile sales piece of it. I think it's absolutely amazing, some of that work behind that, and maybe you can tell us your thoughts behind that.
Sure. Mobility, obviously, we live in a world today that's highly connected and interconnected. We need to be able to work wherever we need to at any given time. And so the ability to use mobile devices, whether those are smartphones, whether those are tablets, virtually any types of devices that we might want to be able to work with today, that's a critical element to any solution. Voice commands is something that we're seeing relatively new to CRM. Obviously, we've seen it in other areas on mobile devices in the past, but voice commands are something that we're bringing into CRM tools today, and the ability to get information via verbal commands using natural language, that's something that's new to CRM and new to many of the better CRM solutions that are on the market today. And then the last topic there, offline solutions. Well, as much as we do live in a connected world today, we do find times where, unfortunately, we aren't connected. We need to be able to work offline sometimes. And so whether that's in an airport as we're getting ready to travel, whether that might be in a medical setting, certainly there are times where you may find yourself in a hospital or a doctor's office, and we see those little signs that ask us to put our phones in airplane mode. We still need to be able to work, we just need to be able to do it in an offline mode, and so tools need to be able to accommodate that type of capability as well.
Let's just stay on that graphic for one more second. So to kind of put it in context, 40% of the SMB community, which is a small to medium-sized businesses, are actually a mobile workforce, use mobility considerably. So you're saying that in relation, let's say we had a sales force once again that's out there that's selling, they're able to get in and actually input their phone, you know, their contacts, their meetings, and then apply that to a trackable database, and then give maybe the president or CEO a better outlook on what they're doing?
Yeah, in an almost real-time fashion, as you just described it. You know, I might finish up with a meeting with a client, and then, you know, minutes later, as I'm sitting in my car, be able to update that information via my mobile device, and then have that information be reflected into real-time reporting information for my CEO.
Oh, that's amazing. All right. So I think moving on, you know, one of the things that we want to kind of get into is possibly switch some gears and talk about, you know, customer service. And I don't know if, you know, really the audience knows the correlation and how to improve sales and revenue through this. And, you know, so I guess really what it comes down to, Eric, is, you know, can SMB utilize the ideas around customer service using CRM to better their business?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is an area that we see, fortunately, we're seeing more of this. You know, and again, this is kind of one of those things where historically we always saw kind of sales as the leader in embracing CRM and embracing technology. But we're seeing more and more organizations move towards the use of CRM for customer service as well. We see some great statistics here. 62% of consumers, and I'm sure all of us can think of an experience that we've had along these lines where we stopped working with a particular brand or organization because we had a bad customer experience. And yet 63% of the executives, the people who are managing the customer experience within our businesses, say that they lack the integrated systems and tools to be able to provide those great customer experiences. So a huge opportunity here for whether it's small business or medium business, virtually every business has an opportunity to do better in terms of their customer engagement by leveraging better tools.
So you're saying that we should really take a look at the way we're doing business right now and think about changing it and maybe putting more processes in place to drive revenue?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and when we're talking about working with customers, we're talking about, you know, potential cross-selling and upselling opportunities. So of course, there are opportunities within the customer service experience that allow us to then re-engage from a sales standpoint as well. So it really is this holistic view and this holistic vision of the customer that allows us to leverage the CRM tool to then bring us that full circle of engagement. Find those new opportunities to work with an existing customer and re-engage them from a selling standpoint.
Great. Well, let's bring up that next graphic. And why don't you go ahead and kind of give us more information about this? It seems like, you know, we do have a lot of stuff on this graphic. So why don't you go into each one of these points and really kind of, you know, dive deep into them?
Sure. Well, so the first thing we're talking about here is we're talking about multi-channel engagement. You know, the reality is, and that's our first statistic here, 4 in 10 consumers are looking for us to engage with them in different mechanisms, different channels than they have traditionally. So especially we see this in the millennial generation today. You know, just having a phone number or an email address on your contact us page really doesn't cut it for these people anymore. They are looking for more ways to engage with you. Quite frankly, they don't want to pick up the phone and call you and wait to get to a customer service person. They want to engage with you and your organization using tools that are familiar to them. Those may be social media tools. Those may be chat features on your website. There's a wide range of tools and options that can be available and can be available to small businesses, just as they have been historically to large businesses. And the customer experience that the millennial generation and many other folks are looking for can be driven through those channels. Which brings us to the next statistic here. What customers are expecting, though, if they are engaging with us through other channels, regardless of whether that's, again, regardless of what that channel might be, they expect a consistent approach to the engagement that they're getting across all of those channels. And so, again, to that point, it doesn't matter from their perspective what level or what channel they're using to engage with you. They expect that you're going to be consistent in terms of the information that is available from a customer service standpoint for you to use in engaging with them. And that creates some major challenges for many businesses. And so at the end of the day, what we see is our next statistic here, only 14% of consumers actually believe that it's the tools that are the limiting factor in your ability to provide better customer experiences to them. What they really believe at the end of the day, unfortunately, is you just don't care. And of course, we know that's not true. It really comes down to providing the tools to enable our customer service team members to be able to have the information relevant to them to support those great customer experiences that they want to be able to provide, and the customers, of course, want from us as well. We see from the customer experience standpoint, 82% of the customer experience executives believe that new technologies have a vital role in their ability to provide those great customer experiences, but only 36% of them actually have those capabilities today. So the overwhelming majority of the business community out there just doesn't have the tools to be able to provide the great customer experiences that our consumers are expecting from us today.
Wow. You know, let's dive a little bit deeper into that. You know, I think thinking about, you know, customer service, and I'm thinking about small to medium sized business, I'm thinking about the micro business, and I'm thinking, you know, Yelp reviews, right? You know, that's one thing that people are kind of looking at. But I'm also thinking, I think a lot of us think that customer service is about big business, about, you know, only for the organizations that are, you know, press 1, press 4, press 9, press 6, press 7, press 2, which really gives us a terrible customer service rating, right? But for the small business, and going back to customer, if they track it, and if they're tracking the how their customers interact, whether they're dropping calls, and this is everything, and that's using customer relationship management, do you think that they have a better outlook or they're in a better position to increase revenues if they're doing that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it really comes down to, you hit on a key point there, but tracking it, you know, of course, if we're not measuring it, we can't manage it. So the first step here is to have the tools to be able to measure it. And this is what I see often, whether it's from the Tridea side or from my engagements working with clients on the Score side. At the end of the day, often I go in and I take a look at their customer service part of their organization, and you find some poor person sitting there managing and trying to get some kinds of data using things like Excel spreadsheets because they just don't have the systems and the technology to really do the complete job that they themselves want to be able to do. And they're desperate for the solutions to help them. And so that's really, again, where CRM can be an incredibly relevant player in this conversation, giving those people the ability to track the number of contacts that are taking place with those customers. Are they being met in a timely manner? Are we providing support in the time frame that we ourselves identify we want to be able to provide to our customers? Let's say that, you know, for example, we're going to resolve all of our customer service issues within 24 hours. You know, maybe that's our goal. And so we want to take a look and see, are we doing that? And what are we doing to enable that? What are the things that are getting in our way of providing that great customer experience so that we can minimize those things in the future?
That's right. Well, let's talk about empowerment, you know, empowering the agents when it comes to customer service.
Yeah, and that's the critical piece, of course, because at the end of the day, you know, those agents are our front line. They are the ones who are having that engagement with that customer. And, you know, in my experience, customer service people inherently want to deliver great customer service to the people that they're talking to. You know, that's really what it's all about. So it's about getting out of their way of providing that great customer experience, giving those folks the unified experience that they themselves need as a customer service person in order to be able to satisfy the customers as we want them to, providing them with the comprehensive view. We talked about this before, putting that customer really at the heart of your business and leveraging the CRM tool so that when that customer service agent is sitting there having that conversation with that customer via whatever mechanism, whatever tool it is, whatever channel it is, they have all of the information necessary for them to be able to do their job. That may be order information, that may be service information, whatever it might be. Do they have access to all of that, and can they effectively satisfy that client right then, right there? Empowered agents are the ones who are in the position to be able to make that best decision on behalf of supporting that customer and giving them that great customer experience. And here's the big key, here's the big benefit from doing this right. 86% of our customers are willing to pay more for better customer service. So if we can just do this better, we can actually drive more revenue.
Right, so if you're still going, you know, looking at the empowering and the agents, and I want to just make sure that, so for a big organization, a medium size or a big organization, this is great because you have a bay of agents that are sitting there, right? And they're working together, and they somebody calls in, their information pops up. But I'm thinking of the micro business. I'm thinking of the business that has, 5 employees, 10 employees, 20 employees. They may not have a customer service field, right? Or a bunch of executives that are in customer service. Do you see value in that segment of small to medium-sized business market utilizing CRM to track information so that they can give better customer service?
I see huge value there. And in fact, I guess I would argue that it's even more important because when you're a micro business, you have fewer numbers of customers. So let's be honest, every one of those customers is critically important to you because we know that a bad customer experience is gonna drive people to go out and tell 9 people that they had a bad customer experience. That's the worst thing that can happen when you're in a small business. You want to delight your customers, and so you need the tools and the capabilities to really provide that fantastic customer experience. And you need to be able to have the tools to be able to measure and manage that in your business as well. You're a sole proprietor, maybe you, as you pointed out, Sherman, maybe you've got 5 employees. Well, everybody wears a bunch of different hats in the organization. We mm-hmm. certainly understand that. And that's, again, part of the reality, right? Those same customer service people are probably also your salespeople. They're wearing 2 hats. And so they, again, need to be able to have the tools to be able to provide the sales side of the house as well as the customer service element. And so that really is about that unified experience and having all of the information at their fingertips.
That makes sense. That absolutely makes sense. All right. So I think one of the next things to talk about really is challenges. And, the stuff that you talked about is really amazing, about the customer service and how that relates to the small to medium-sized business market. So let's talk about some of the common issues you see when mentoring small to medium-sized businesses, because you did say that you're a SCORE mentor and you do help out quite a few. So what are those and what do you see?
Yeah, so I guess there are a lot of common challenges that I run into, and I run into these whether it's on the Tridea Partners side or it's on the SCORE side. The challenges in small business are really the same in many respects. And so one of the first questions that I often ask, especially in a small business, is who owns your customer data? And of course, the logical answer to that is, well, I own that customer information, I own that data, but I always push back a little bit on that and ask them, do you really? Because what I often see in small businesses is people with a bunch of post-it notes on their desk. Who are they supposed to be following up with? Or handwritten notes, or information on their own personal mobile device about those customers that never makes its way into any type of an actual system. And so, of course, the real challenge there is that at the end of the day, a big part of the value of your business is that customer information, especially, again, as you were talking about before, Sherman, with small businesses. you've got to have that information about your customers and your prospective customers that you're working with. So if that information isn't finding its way into a centralized database and being backed up and managed somewhere, it's going to get lost or potentially walk right out the door. You know, if a salesperson leaves you today, they can just as easily walk down the street. And if they have that information, they can walk down the street into one of your competitors, pick up right where they were engaging with that customer. And if that information didn't find its way into your CRM solution, you've just lost that opportunity while they've gained it to one of your competitors. It's absolutely critical that we get that data somewhere. And again, we be able to manage it and measure it.
Okay, so I think one of the things to bring up, and I think a lot of small to medium-sized businesses see this, is, and I did this when I was a partner, I found myself going to a lot of events, a lot of networking events, and I find myself getting cards after cards after cards after cards. I still believe that there's maybe hundreds of cards on my desk at home that I got maybe 3 or 4 years that I never followed up with. When you counsel small to medium-sized businesses, do you talk about that, and do you see an increase in revenue for the people who input that information, or an increase in revenue for the ones that don't? And kind of give me a scenario where that all works together.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, you've got to, and shame on you, Sherman. I'm gonna give you a task you a little bit there. You need to go out and scan those and get those into your CRM solution, because you know better than that. At the end of the day, that information needs to find its way into your CRM tool. We know that if it doesn't get into the system, of course, you can't follow up on it. And so you've wasted that effort. You know, you went and invested the time and perhaps the dollars from a marketing standpoint to be at an event. You captured the information for those folks in the form of getting their business card, but then what did you do with it? You've lost that momentum now. So of course, we need to get that information into our CRM tool so that we can then leverage that from the marketing standpoint that we talked about earlier. We want to be able to drive those engagements and move them forward in the selling process, but we can't do that if we never capture the information in the first place. So that's a critical piece to this.
So you're saying it's basically, let's break it down, like an organizational tool that's just basically going to keep you honest and make sure that you're moving from step to step?
That's exactly right. You know, what we talked about before in the form of automated workflows in the system. So from that standpoint, we're going to look at having the system drive activities that need to take place. So in your scenario that you talked about before where you captured those cards, if we can bring that data into the system, then we can have the system automatically schedule follow-up activities for you. When we create a new record in the system, we can have a workflow that says, remind me to follow up with these people within 48 hours. And that shows up in your activity to-do list. So we have those capabilities in there. We also perhaps want to have an automated email that goes out to these people. Hey, thank you for meeting with me last night. Thank you for meeting with me this week. Whatever it might be, but that way some type of a thank you activity goes out. People love to receive thank yous. So getting that as an automated response from the system is another part of a workflow that we could potentially build in and have the system drive for us.
Well, that brings up a really good point. So I think when I was, a lot of the people that we talk to, what they do is very interesting. They have their general CRM system. So every contact that comes across their desk goes in there. Any prospect goes in there. Any account goes in there. But they send out a series of emails through their CRM system. There's some other programs that kind of do secondary and third things. Can you talk a little bit about those and, the next step and the next step in the nurturing type of campaign?
Yeah, well, what we're talking about here really is marketing automation. And so, of course, you need to have marketing automation capabilities tied into your CRM solution. And mm-hmm. So what that's really talking about is driving exactly what you're talking about there. Having whether that's an automated newsletter that goes out once a month, whether that's an activity-driven email that takes place every time I perform some type of activity in the system. You know, I create a new opportunity record and I want to provide notifications out to my customer, some type of reminder there. Maybe there's some type of action we want them to perform. We also may want to provide via that workflow notifications within our team as well. You know, from a sales standpoint today, we hardly ever operate on our own. You know, the reality of sales is that we are, as we've talked about throughout this presentation today, we've talked about the integrations between customer service and sales. We've talked about the integrations between marketing and sales, accounting and sales. You know, did we get paid for the products that we sold to that customer? If we sold it to them based on an invoice, have we gotten paid for those things? So we want the system to be able to drive, based on workflows, activities that are taking place, reminders, and then to your point here on the marketing automation side, we want to be able to schedule follow-ups that take place. Every month, we want that automated newsletter to go out to our existing customers in the hopes that we might drive future cross sales or up sales to those folks. We may have new products or services that we want to be able to offer to those people. And so we want to be able to identify those and send those out, but perhaps only to a specific subset of our customer base. So again, now we're talking about querying our customer database based on information that we've captured about what we've sold to whom and when. And what can we do with that information now? Can we now sell them the next future upgrade? Can we sell them the next latest and greatest product that we've come out with? The next ancillary product that we've come out with? Whatever those things might be, we want to be able to drive those activities and, again, have that data reflected within our CRM tool so that we know what we've communicated to whom and when.
So it's really like the engine. It's the engine inside of your company, right?
That's exactly it.
Yeah, I mean, because it's doing a lot of things. It's not just prospects that are coming in that you're putting in and tracking, but you're tracking your operations, your sales, your marketing. So then theoretically, if you have a sales and a marketing and a, manufacturing and receivables, and literally they can all, and you showed me this, it was so slick, they can literally, each one makes an input into their CRM portal and it reflects on everyone else's, right?
That's exactly right. You know, and let's kind of tie the circle here. You know, you touched on something that was interesting there a moment ago, but you know, let's say that we've sold a product to a customer and we've sent them an invoice for that. Did we get paid for it? So, you know, this kind of ties us into the accounting side of things. You know, but as a salesperson, perhaps I have a vested interest because I don't get paid commission until we as a company get paid. So now I have a vested interest in making sure that that invoice gets resolved and we get paid for it. So I want to be able to know if there are outstanding collections issues. You know, if we're having to, you know, follow up 30 days, 60 days, 90 days past due on an invoice, I want to know about that as a salesperson because I'm not going to get paid my commission until they pay that bill. So of course, I want to make sure, I want to be able to be involved in that process and engage with that customer and find out what's the holdup? Why haven't we gotten paid? Is there a customer service issue here? So now we've, you know, potentially looped into a customer service challenge. We need to make sure that that gets resolved to the customer satisfaction so that again, we can get that accounting invoice paid.
Oh, that's yeah. I saw a really slick one. One of the add-ons when you sent out an email to your basically what they did is they took 100 people that they got their information and they uploaded it to their CRM and they sent them all an email. It was called a nurture email. And what I thought was just amazing is that when a portion of those people then clicked on one of the links, it automatically sent them, you know, a white paper and another email saying thank you. And then, correct me if I'm wrong here, Eric, but that information of the person who clicked through, their activity, if they're in your CRM system, all updates into this engine that you're talking about. Is that correct?
You're absolutely right. You know, again, what we're talking about here now is the integration between your website and your CRM solution as well. And so the ability to, as you pointed out, drive from an email, have somebody click on a link from that email, that then takes them to a specific part of our web page. We want to be able to capture those metrics that I talked about earlier. How many times did somebody do that? Who specifically, you know, from a tracking standpoint, did click those links? How many people opened those emails? How much time did they spend on our website? We sent them to a particular web page. Did they go anywhere else once they got there? Did they click from there into a video? Mm-hmm. Did they watch that entire video? Fantastic. Now, what do I want to do with that information? I want to scorecard those people. I want to prompt a salesperson to follow up with those people because now somebody's invested that much more time in looking at our business. So heck, we want to get a follow-up on that. We want to get a salesperson's eyes moving with that. We want to schedule an activity for that salesperson to engage with them immediately, tomorrow, next week, whatever it might be. Probably the sooner the better.
Let's move on to the next graphic. I think it talks about sales the process of, the process of the actual customer and the life cycle. Can you kind of elaborate on that for a little while?
Yeah, so this is, at the end of the day, from a sales standpoint, you can't market your way to success, I guess is what we're really selling here or saying here. We're saying you have to get out there and you have to be able to sell. And sales has changed dramatically. What we're dealing with today, this graphic here of kind of the life cycle of a customer, it's a very old school graphic. What we really see today, and we've touched on this a little bit as we've gone through today's webinar, is that it isn't a circle by any stretch of the imagination. It's much more of a zigzag. Somebody may move from one area to another very, very rapidly. Here's a great example of that, in it not being necessarily a linear like this. Statistics show us that today, by the time a prospect comes to your website and they raise their hand, they reach out and they contact you, whether that's via filling in a contact us form on our website, by picking up the phone and calling us, by hitting a chat button on your website. At the end of the day, by the time they've done that, they're 60% of the way through their buying process. They have already reviewed your website, they've reviewed your competitors' websites, they have digested a tremendous amount of information about who you are, who your competitors are, what their comparable products or services are that are in the market today, how they're priced even. We think about this, and let's think about this from our own standpoint. When you go car shopping, this is probably a great example for just about anybody on today's webinar to think about. By the time you go out and you visit that dealership and you're ready to buy, how many cars are you really looking at that point? You've narrowed down that selection process tremendously by the time you get to that level. And you probably know by the time you get there, you probably have a very good idea of what the price point of that should be. You probably have a very good idea of what the warranty should look like. All of these things, you have that information. That's the reality of our sales world today, is that the customers are tremendously empowered and tremendously informed by the time they get to us. And so we need, and to kind of bring this full circle, we need a CRM solution because we need to be similarly armed, right? We want to know information about them. Who are they? Who are they connected to? How can we advance through the selling process more effectively? We need that information to just stay competitive, to just be able to stay effectively at the same level with our customers as they're engaging with us.
Wow, that is really, really great. Hey, so when we spoke backstage, you had mentioned this concept of the four-year nurture program. I was super intrigued what you're letting me know about. Can you share your thoughts, with the audience on that?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is a true story from my own background that goes back about 15 years ago. So this goes back a ways. But the reality of it was, I had reached out to the CFO of a company. This company was a custom bass boat manufacturer in the Pacific Northwest. And I had a great conversation with that CFO and talked with him about his needs. And along the lines of some of what we've been talking about today, they were really looking for a way to capture information about their customers. But more importantly even, they were wanting to extend that capability to being able to capture all the information around one of the boats that they sold. These were custom boats. And so Every boat was a little bit different. You know, it might have a different engine, a different size of boat, a different fish finder in it. You know, all of these complexities added to the product that they were selling. They wanted to be able to capture all of that information. And when I was having this conversation with him, they did not have a central way of doing that. All of that information was scattered amongst multiple different systems. Some of the data resided in their accounting system. Some data resided in a contact management system or a Microsoft Outlook type of scenario. Some of the information resided on Excel spreadsheets. And there was no central repository for all of this data. So when it came down to their ability to cross-sell and upsell to those customers, you know, we came out with a new fish finder and we wanted to be able to go back to customers who had the older model and sell the new one to them. Well, they didn't have an easy way of doing that. And so in my conversation with the CFO, he understood the value of what we were talking about there, but, you know, honestly, unfortunately, he didn't have the budget for it at that point in time. And so he asked me to follow up with him in the future. And so I said, fantastic, I'll go ahead and do that. And so I closed out that opportunity and my system automatically scheduled a follow-up activity for me for 6 months later to follow up with him. And so 6 months later, as I'm working through my opportunities, I get a reminder that I need to follow up with the CFO. And sure enough, I pick up the phone, I call. Now, unsurprisingly this time, I get voicemail. And so I leave a detailed voicemail message. Hey, Jim, I'm following up. You had asked me to follow up with you 6 months later regarding this information that we talked about, and I leave a fairly detailed message around exactly what we talked about. And leave it at that. My system automatically schedules another follow-up activity for me 6 months later if I don't hear back from him, and sure enough, that's exactly what happens. I didn't hear back from him. 6 months later, I call again. Again, I get voicemail. I leave another voicemail message, and I'll fast forward through our 4 years here, but the net of it is this. 4 years later, I have exactly the same situation. The follow-up activity pops up in my to-do list. I reach out, I make the phone call. This time I actually get him on the phone again. And before I can get very far into that conversation, he stops me and he says, Eric, it's been 4 years. How are you able to reference the details of that original conversation that we had 4 years later? Because that's what I need in the way of capability for our sales team. And I said, well, fantastic, because that's exactly what I have for you, Jim. And that's exactly what this came down to. Now, what are the real points, the key points out of this story? The first one is that, you know, if all I was working from was memory, there's no way that I could possibly remember a conversation that I had with one person 4 years ago, and then a bunch of follow-ups that I, voicemail messages and perhaps email messages that I had sent along the way. If I didn't have that information recorded and leveraging the technology solutions that are available to us today. So that's point number one. Here's the next most important point, especially for small businesses today. The average tenure of a salesperson we see today is about 18 months. So over that 4 year period, we probably would have turned over the salesperson on that prospect, possibly three, maybe even four times. And so the reality of that is how much of that information, if it wasn't being recorded in a CRM tool, would have made its way downstream to that next salesperson, from salesperson A to salesperson B, from salesperson B to salesperson C, from salesperson C to salesperson D. The likelihood is, of course, virtually zero. And so that would have chalked itself up as a lost opportunity. That's the real opportunity here from a small business standpoint, is that by leveraging the CRM tools, we can grow our revenue and we can continue to expand our business because we have that continuity of both information and contact with the organizations that we're dealing with from a prospective client standpoint.
Yeah, I think that, you know, one of the very interesting, you know, points is that losing a lot of different salespeople, right? Every time you lose salespeople, you lose a percentage. You lose a percentage of the growth that you think you're going to have. And it's not because they weren't doing anything, but a lot of those contacts that you have to reestablish and redo. Now, if you had a CRM system in place, wow, you know, you're not losing that as much. The momentum isn't being there because the next person who comes in can kind of slide in. Now, you know, the next graphic talks about cloning your best salesperson. And, you know, how does CRM help you with that? And can you explain that a little bit, Eric?
Absolutely, yeah. Now, this ties into exactly what we were just talking about a moment ago in terms of the turnover element in sales teams today. You know, that being the unfortunate reality of the world that we operate in, what we see then is that we want to be able to find the best of the sales team that we have today. And that may be you as the business owner. You know, we touched on this earlier, but of course, if you are the business owner, you are in sales today just as much as anyone else is. And so from that standpoint, who is the best salesperson in your organization? Then let's go ahead and clone those people. And by clone those people, what I really mean is let's take the best of the way that they work and make that scalable throughout the rest of our organization. And so what we're really talking about again is process and workflow. You know, and that was the very first thing that we led off with today. What is CRM? It's about a process or methodology. Well, that's what we're talking about here now with respect to cloning your best salesperson. It's about first identifying what are those best elements of the way that they work. What is it that they do that allows them to be so successful? And then make that repeatable throughout our business. And so we want to take a look at what are some of those steps that they might engage in. Perhaps, you know, they have that initial contact with someone and then they immediately send a follow-up email. Perhaps it's just as simple as, here's my contact information. Thank you very much for the time today. When is the next conversation that we can have? Or maybe they automatically schedule that next follow-up appointment for themselves for 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, a week later, whatever it might be. Again, we want to build this as a workflow into the system so that you don't have to remember to do these things. The system does the remembering for you, and all you have to do is manage your to-do list, manage the task list, the activities list that you need to perform. Modeling your sales process is what we're really talking about here. And so that can be as simple as 3 steps, and it can be as complicated as 300 steps. It's really up to you and in your business. And I've seen some very, very crazy, crazy sales processes over time. But I always recommend to our customers, let's, you know, crawl before we walk and walk before we run. So let's start off very simple by simply modeling our sales process.
So can you, you know, we have some key points to remember for the audience. Why don't you go over those right now and kind of, you know, give us just kind of, I think you're going to encapsulate some things, and then some action items are going to be next, and then we're going to wrap up the webinar. But I'd love to hear your thoughts on the key points to remember.
Absolutely. Well, you know, here are some takeaways from today. You know, I mean, I think the first thing is the very first thing that we started off talking about, and I said it again just a moment ago, but CRM is about a process. So, you know, leverage that process and engage that process as part of your CRM tool. Manage your relationships with your prospects and customers and capture that information, all of that customer information, you know, whatever it might be. And, you know, this is one of the great things about CRM that I've seen over time is that it builds on itself. You know, we start to realize that there are more elements that we can capture, more ways that we can engage our customers. You know, get them to volunteer, if they will, to give us their birthday information, and we can send them a happy birthday email or a happy birthday thank you note, whatever it might be. These are all great ways to be able to engage with customers. So how can we do that? Integrate marketing automation systems into our CRM solution and tie our websites into our CRM solution so that we can begin to really lead score and capture information about what's happening from a marketing engagement standpoint and get the metrics around that and capture it into our CRM tool. And then lastly, and I hit on this before, but it is near and dear to my heart, don't forget customer service. Customer service is what we're really all about here. And of course, we saw this earlier, 86% of our customers are willing to pay more for great customer engagement. So don't forget customer service as a critical part of your business and a critical part of your customer relationship management solution.
All right, so then there's some action items. I'll let you go through those.
Perfect. Yep. Thanks, Sherman. So what we have here, you know, first and foremost, you know, we're really looking about how can we grow our businesses. So action item number one, let's grow our sales. Let's use our CRM tool to help do exactly that. Use social media tools, social media engagement and marketing automation, and have all of those pieces integrated with our CRM tool. Use social listening capabilities in a CRM solution to understand what people are saying about us. Use LinkedIn types of capabilities that are available to find new prospects and integrate that data into your CRM tool as well. And then, of course, let's target our customers and our prospects and continue those loops, continue those processes, and again, drive our revenue over time.
Great. Well, thank you. So, everyone, thank you, you know, for joining today. You know, just want to say one thing. Eric can be actually reached at his contact information that's actually put in front of you right now. You know, we think the world of him. I think that you know his thought leadership is absolutely incredible. You know, he is a leader in his community, and he's happy to help you out and understand, you know, what you're doing within your small to medium-sized business. Eric Klaus is also a mentor for SCORE, which is part of the SBA, or an arm of the SBA. And, you know, thank you again, Eric, for joining us today. I think the one thing, you know, in conclusion, you know, CRM really is all about tracking all of your activity. You're looking to track activity from the moment you speak to a prospect to the moment you, you know, turn them into an actual client and continue. Now, Microsoft has, you know, our program is called Microsoft Dynamics. There are other programs out there from other companies. We provide the same things with a lot of the different features. But, you know, in conclusion, CRM is absolutely important to increase your revenue and sales dramatically. And if you do not have it today, you should really think about employing it. So thank you for joining today. So one last thing is that we are thrilled that you could attend and really value your feedback. So what we're doing is we're actually looking for your thoughts on how to improve the show, you know, in the program. So please click on this link that we have here. It's aka.ms/tech tips. And really what that is, it's a short five question survey out there. And what we're looking for is your honest feedback. We even have a box in there that says, please give your candid feedback. And we really want it because we want to give you the best show possible. One person who filled out the survey last month actually won Microsoft software. We sent him off a copy of Office Pro 2016. And we look forward to doing that again today. So from Microsoft and the SBA, thank you for attending this show. We hope you were able to learn something new. We look forward to seeing you next month. Special thanks to Alberto Quijada, Christopher Lorenzana, Cherie Coates, Scott Case, Dean Suzuki, and our guest, Eric Klaus. Thank you very much. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.